It's preliminary election day tomorrow in the Boston mayoral race as voters narrow the field of 12 candidates down to two. One of the biggest questions on election day will be whether the new Boston, younger and more diverse, will show up at the polls in large enough numbers to influence the outcome. And the rapidly growing Asian American community is among the groups in play. This morning, WBUR's David Scharfenberg looks at how the Asian vote is changing and at the role it might play in this race.
At the Josiah Quincy Elementary School in Chinatown, Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley is just the latest mayoral candidate to make his pitch to voters.
My grandfather, James Conley, was born on Tyler Street in what is today Chinatown.
Wow.
There's an audience of about 100, and he seems to be making inroads.
Does that make me an honorary resident of Chinatown? If so, that means I'm the only candidate who has roots in Chinatown.
But Conley already has the support of the most powerful man in the room, a slight figure in a pink dress shirt known as Uncle Frank.
My name is Frank Chin. I'm 81 years old.
Frank Chin sits at the back of his favorite spot, the Great Taste Bakery and Restaurant. There are dumplings on the table and pastries filled with sweet lotus paste. It's just a couple of blocks from the Chinatown apartment where he was born.
My mother died when I was born. So we went back to my father's first wife, living in a village in China. She took us in, and she treated us better than her own.
Frank was just 14 when his second adoptive mother died, and he returned to Boston with nothing. But over time, Frank and his brother Billy built a small empire. They invested in restaurants and real estate and constructed a political machine in a community that had been largely ignored by City Hall. Frank says when he checked the voter rolls in 1970, he found just 300 Chinese surnames. By 1977, after a voter drive, he'd upped the total to 3,600, and that meant clout. When Frank wanted public funds to build a large, decorative gate at the entrance to Chinatown, he sent an emissary to City Hall with a detailed proposal. Mayor Kevin White didn't even look at it. He put it down, Frank remembers, and asked one question.
How many votes do you have? So he said, we have 3,600 votes.
And the deal was done. For decades, Frank and his brother served as Chinatown's fixers, the men to see if you wanted to build condos in the neighborhood or win a seat on the city council. But politics are changing in Boston. The machine is fading, and a new grassroots model is taking hold. In Chinatown, that means more power for groups like the Chinese Progressive Association, supporting Roxbury activist John Barros for mayor. Executive Director Lydia Lowe says her organization's approach marks a real break from the Chin's ward boss, deliver the vote politics.
That's really how politics was done in Chinatown up until about 10 or 15 years ago. We like to think that we have a newer approach. We think that people need to be aware at the grassroots level of, you know, why vote for one candidate versus the other candidate.
The approach seems to be paying dividends. Voter turnout has been steadily rising in Chinatown over the past decade. But a report out of UMass Boston's Institute for Asian American Studies found the community punching below its weight in last fall's presidential election. Asian Americans made up just 6% of the Boston electorate, even though they're 9% of the population. Paul Watanabe, director of the Institute, says immigration plays a big role in the shortfall.
About 70% of the adult Asian American population are foreign-born. This has electoral and political consequences because the minimum requirements to vote in the city of Boston is you've got to be 18 years of age and you've got to be a citizen.
It's a Thursday night, and a small group of business leaders and activists gather above a Vietnamese grocery store on Dorchester Avenue, munching on banh mi sandwiches and catching up. Tonight is the first official meeting of the Boston Vietnamese American Council, designed to build political clout in the community. And the challenges quickly become clear.
I see many candidates running for mayor, but they're all in English, and I can't read English. I don't know who is running for mayor and who is running for city councilor. I'm lost.
But there is an undeniable energy here. Tony Dang, an MBTA police officer and veteran of the war in Afghanistan, presides over the gathering with a soldier's precision and an activist's passion.
A couple months ago, we even discussed about how do we set up a campaign to make it a record-breaking number of Vietnamese come out to vote.
He calls for the formation of a Vietnamese political action committee to host forums and endorse candidates, and he insists that the assembled educate themselves about the mayoral hopefuls. Dang is personally supporting Marty Walsh, who represents a large swath of Dorchester in the state legislature. He says he's working hard to turn out the vote.
I wish I started the campaign earlier. Me and my colleagues are just starting to be active, and we're learning too. So hopefully, we'll come out in large numbers.
But even if the Asian American vote doesn't reach its full potential this year, analysts say it will be critical. In a tight 12-way race for mayor, every ballot is precious. That has mayoral candidates fighting for support in Chinatown and Vietnamese Dorchester like they have for years in South Boston and West Roxbury. And that may be the most important sign yet of a political arrival. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.